Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. Hi, Nicole.
Hello, Sashir.
Yo, thanks for waving at me. I wouldn't have known if you were saying hi to me or not if you weren't waving.
I will have you know, a lot of times when we are on the telephone or if I'm on the telephone with anybody, I am waving. Don't know why. It is a thing I do.
Yeah, I think sometimes I do that too. It just feels like, you know, you're greeting someone.
Yeah. And then when you say bye-bye, you're like, okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sometimes I like think about the flies that are on my wall in my home and they're like, this woman is unwell. This mental illness is funny. I'm like always constantly singing to Clyde, talking to Clyde, talking to myself, trying to like weigh options of doing things. I'm like mumbling. I'm like, should I eat now or should I eat later? And then what should I eat? What's food? It, you know, it's been interesting living by myself.
Yeah.
But I do I talk like to myself. It.
Oh, good. I'm glad you like it. Yay. Uh-oh. Did I freeze? What happened? Did I freeze?
You froze in a way where it looked like you were like, and now it's time for slumber.
Oh, no.
Because you were like this and your eyes were closed and you just froze.
Good night. That wouldn't be too surprising. Night. I fall asleep all, like so easily. I'll fall asleep mid-sentence.
It's very funny. The older you, we've talked about this at nauseam, but the older you get, the funnier you've gotten. We were trying to sit at dinner last night and she was leading us to the table and she stopped to go booth or table. And you walked into me and just went, fire table. I was like, wait, what?
Because there are these tables with fire in the middle of the table outside. And I like those tables. I haven't sat at one in a while. And so I turned around to look to see if there were any fire tables available. But I didn't stop moving my feet. And so I just ran into Nicole. And then I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Fire table.
And the hostess was like, you would like to sit at one of the fire tables?
And like, yeah, I want a fire table. But I had just gotten off of work, so I was like tired and like couldn't be bothered with social graces. I was like, I just am saying what I want. And she was like, okay, well, it's a communal table, so I might see other people there. And I was like, try not to.
And she goes, okay, I'll try not to. And then later in the meal, you were like, she said she wouldn't seat people here, and she did not. And you looked around, presented the empty table to me. I don't know if this is funny for people to hear, but boy, oh boy, did I laugh. Tired Sashir is one of the funniest Sashirs. Oh boy, oh boy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty, I'm like a sleepy baby. I don't know what happened. I'm just like,
Well, yeah, I guess the older I get, too, I have like a shutdown where I've like interacted with people too much. And I'm like, I think I'm done with that. Thank you so much. God bless.
Yeah. My man will say like, oh, your switch just went off. You can tell. He's like, oh, it's downhill from here. There's no turning back.
You call him my man. Do you think he goes out into the world and goes, my woman or my lady?
I've heard him say my girl.
Oh,
yeah.
That's really cute.
Yeah, my girl came home, so I gotta go.
Oh, God. That's all I want is like possessive ownership. I want someone to own me. Honestly, one of my favorite things when I go on dates is when they order for me. Like when you talk mm-hmm. about what you're ordering and then I just take over and do it. And I'm like,
yeah, I can never say it myself. I don't know what I want.
I don't know. He'll tell you.
You need to ask my big, strong man. Yeah. He knows what I want.
I'm weak. And yes, he's going to order me two dinners.
I like it too, but most, because it does feel like someone's taking care of me, but also it feels efficient.
Like yeah.
One person is saying it and we don't have to have a pause where now I pick up the menu and now I'm describing what I want. It's like, here it is. And you know me, I just need the food. So it's like, well, how can we make this fast so I get the food faster?
Yes, you need the food. I love when you're hungry. I often think about at Lil Dom's when you got those balls that were cold and you said, I've lost the taste for it. Boy, oh boy.
Don't mess with my food.
I know. It's funny because usually like I'll order the same thing at restaurants and I'll be like, and in my head sometimes I'll go, this isn't as good as the last time I had it. And then I'll order again and be like, wait, this is so much better than the last time I had it. And then I really thought about it and I was like, oh, sometimes it's a different person cooking my food. And that's they did something different. Isn't that crazy to think about?
There was a period in time where Mateo and I would go to different sweet chicks in New York because there was one in like the Park Slope area. There was one in the East Village. There was one in Williamsburg. And we'd be like, the mac and cheese here is not as good as the one in Williamsburg. We would like compare the mac and cheese at different places. and it was like, oh, yes, there's a different chef here. But then I'm also like, but they have the same ingredients.
Yeah, that's
the same recipe.
That's the wildest thing. It's the same recipe. But like, I know when I cook, I go, I'm going to do a little extra this time. I'm going to add a little razzmatazzle pizzazz. So I'm sure people do that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's just weird to do that at a restaurant where there's, I don't know. I just feel like there should be some uniformity.
Sure. But also, then isn't that just like fast food if it tastes the same every time?
Whoa, damn. Didn't think about it like that.
Right?
Yeah.
Because fast food's supposed to taste the same every time. It's supposed to be like dependable and reliable.
Oh, no.
Same with fast casual.
Yeah.
I can't believe the decline of the fast casual restaurant.
You can't believe the decline?
I said it.
Is it even declining? I haven't really been keeping up with the fast casual news.
I mean, there was a Chili's in Encino and it's gone.
Oh, no.
Now I gotta drive even further to get to a Chili's.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you for being with me during my loss. Applebee's have gone downhill.
Is it because of the pandemic?
No, I think it was before that. I think people were like, I don't want fast casual. I want a unique dining experience.
Yeah. I think we do.
Mm-hmm. But then I was in New York and I went to, God, where did I go? I don't remember. But I was like, oh, now a bunch of restaurants are under these groups where they have like four restaurants that are slight variations on the restaurant. And you think it's like this cute little indie restaurant, but it's like owned by a global corporation. You're like, wait, what? Or maybe it's not global. I don't know. I don't know what a restaurant group is. Restaurants are wild. That's what I'm trying to say. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. I leave my home to eat what I could eat at home. Okay. I tried to get a reservation at this place that looked like it had the best burgers in New York. And I called and I was so cute on the phone. Like, so fucking adorable. She was tee-hee-heeing, ha-ha-ha. I was winning her over. And then I was trying to get a reservation for 6. And she was like, the earliest I could seat you is 9. And I just went, okay. And then she laughed and hung up. And I was like, if my cuteness can't get me a reservation, like, what's the point of being this cute?
Damn.
You know?
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Really bummed me out.
Yeah, I'm surprised she didn't offer anything else up. Like, you can sit at the bar and if somebody opens up, you can squeeze you in.
It was, hold on, let me look it up. Because it truly looked like it had the best fucking burger. And I was going to be so fucking happy. I'm going to find it.
I mean, why?
Because I want her to know that I'm mad about this.
You want who to know?
The girl, the hostess.
What?
I want the hostess to know that I'm so mad that my cuteness didn't get me a reservation.
But then what's going to happen?
Next time I'm in New York, she'll give me a reservation.
I don't think
she will. It's called Au Chevelle. A-U-C-H-E-V-A-L. Okay, look at this fucking cheeseburger.
It looks very good.
Right? And I wanted it. I had the taste for it. I said, I'm going to go to Au Chevelle. I'm going to get this motherfucker. And then she said, stop. Don't come till 9. And I was like, but I need to eat now.
You should have someone call and pretend to be like your agent or something, or like your publicist.
I guess I could do that. But then I'm like, I don't think I'm like in a place in my career where it matters. I'll be like, who?
Well, you're on a food show.
Oh, I am.
That's important.
Yes. I'm a foodie on a food show. I should have. But we ended up going to this place called the Leroy House because they had a picture of this bolognese that was like delightful. And I was like, I think it's going to be really good. But I also wanted a burger. So I ordered a burger and the bolognese for the table. Table bolognese. You ever heard of it?
Oh, bolognese for the table, please.
Everyone was like, what? And I was like, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Your idea of like finger foods and appetizers is like a little off. When I went to your house for New Year's, and you're like, I'm making finger foods. You made macaroni and cheese and lasagna. So I can see why you think a bolognese is a thing for the table.
Listen, I want what I want, and I'll make it work, okay? Everyone had a little scoop of bolognese. It was really good. So yeah, if you're in New York, go to Leroy House and get that bolognese. It is so fucking good. Fucked me up in the head. I was like, oh my God, it's so good. And then I had bolognese when I came back here somewhere. It was not good. I was really upset about it.
New York's a great food city.
It really is. You just get good food everywhere you go. I also went to this place called Dirty French that was delightful. Everything they served was so good. They gave me a mushroom thing and goop. I don't like mushrooms, and goop is not appetizing. But let me tell you, blew my fucking socks off.
Well, well.
So good. But I will say, they did not warn me that the steak, which is steak with like sauces on it or whatever, they put mustard on it first. Because I guess French people like mustard, which is good to know for when I go to France. I could go, sans mustard, please. Oh, I'll have to learn that in French. Parlez-vous no mustard. So I had to send it back and I felt really bad that they gave it to me better.
Oh, good.
What That's are you giggling good. About?
I'm laughing at Jordan's face when you said parlez-vous no mustard.
Wait, what does parlez-vous mean?
It's a question. You're saying, do you speak mustard?
Do you speak no mustard?
Well, I mean, it's pretty accurate. Do you speak no mustard? I don't want it. No, don't give it to me.
What I'm trying to speak is no mustard.
No mustard. Do you speak it? That's where I'm trying to live. I hate mustard. I think it ruins everything.
I actually grown to like mustard.
What?
I have grown to like mustard.
Since when? When did this happen?
Maybe in the last decade. I don't know. But I used to not like it at all. And now I enjoy it.
On like hot dogs?
Yep. Oh. Hot dogs, burgers.
Corn dogs? Burgers?
Definitely corn dogs, yeah.
Oh my God.
I like a mix of ketchup and mustard, yeah. Okay. Sometimes spicy mustard is good.
Oh God. That like grainy shit?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm like floored by your taste buds changing.
It is interesting. Yeah. I'm starting to like stuff I didn't like. I like Brussels sprouts now.
Oh, I love a Brussels sprout, but you better deep fry that shit, put some oils on it, throw some bacon in it. Come through, honey.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Did you get your air fryer?
I did. I don't know how to use it.
Okay, well, we can come over and teach you. But
oh, thank you. I'd love
you
that.
You can air fry Brussels sprouts and they're very good.
Oh, okay. I would like to learn more kitchen stuff.
Okay.
Like, I have a toaster oven now.
Yeah. And I'm glad. That's good.
Yeah, and I put Pop-Tarts in it.
Interesting. Okay. Okay. Well, you can put other stuff in there, too.
Bagels.
Okay, that's good.
What else am I supposed to put in there? Do you heat up food in it?
Yeah.
Like, what kinds? Like, bolognese? You can't put pasta in there. No.
If you're reheating pasta, you can put it in there.
Oh.
Do you have a toaster or a toaster oven?
A toaster oven.
Okay.
Not the slits. Where they go down in the slits.
Sounded disgusting.
Look at the slits. What do you call the top of the toaster oven?
So lewd.
What do you call the top? Some have two, some have four. And summer, I went to this house. We rented this
four
house.
Four slits.
I think the most I've seen is six slits.
You've seen six slits?
The house we rented in Palm Springs that Halloween had six slits in that toaster.
Whoa.
It was the most slits I've ever seen in a toaster. Why? What do you call them? What's on top of what do you put the bread in?
Slots?
Mm.
Slit just sounds so... So lewd.
I guess it does.
Slit.
Yeah, I guess that is pretty nasty. But yeah, mine's a toaster oven. So I open a door and I pull out a little tray and I put things on it. Mine's misleading because there's numbers on it at all times. But when you turn it on, it turns like a different color. And sometimes I'll open the door, close the door, walk away, and then be like, oh, I didn't press anything. So then my food's still cold and then I gotta wait longer. Sometimes I worry about my mental facilities if I'm like, okay. I'm just so forgetful.
Hey, that's okay.
It's devastating.
Oh, 21 toaster oven recipes.
Tortilla pizza.
Ooh, I would make a tortilla pizza.
Could put that salmon. You love salmon.
I love salmon. Wait, I definitely need this list. Toasted brie and ham. That sounds delicious.
Single serving peanut butter cookie.
I love peanut butter cookie.
Lasagna toast. Okay.
Okay.
Bruschetta. Marina. Oh, no.
Marinara. Asparagus. Toasted nuts. You can do so much.
Really, so
bacon.
Much. Bacon.
You can crisp bacon.
Wow. Okay. All right. So I can do a lot with my toaster oven.
So much.
This is very exciting.
Yeah.
I am going to like try to cook at home like slightly more. I just feel like the payoff isn't worth the work.
Oh, like the result isn't as good as the restaurant.
So I've got this like delightful plate of food. Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's good. Maybe it's bad. But I have to clean up everything, you know?
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't. Do you like cooking? You don't really like cooking.
I don't. I don't get joy from it. I don't have patience. Mm. And it's not that I don't have patience. I don't have patience for cooking.
Mm.
And I just rather eat someone else's cooking.
Mm. I will say this. I don't really have the patience for cooking or like reading directions and following them. Mm-hmm. So like when I make my mac and cheese, I like have a loose way that I know how to make it. I know I need 3 cups of milk, 4 cups of cheese until it looks good. If you start with that many and then it looks good. And then I don't know how much garlic powder and onion powder I'm putting in. And I just like kind of eyeball it. But it was pretty, I thought it was pretty good what I made last time. It wasn't my best, but I thought it was good. Mm-hmm. And then that lasagna I made, I was like actually very proud of it.
No. Oh, yeah, it was very good.
Thank you.
You make good pastas.
Thank you. She's a pasta queen.
I just decided like in the last couple of days that I need to like maybe eat salads. I really don't want to. But I want to figure out like how to make this. I just need to get more veggies in my damn body.
Are you because breaking down?
I'm not breaking down. I just know I should be eating healthier. And like, I look at my face and my face is fine.
It is. It's beautiful.
Like, but I'm like, if I maybe put some more vitamins in here, maybe I would look a little more like healthy.
You're right. Okay. I started taking vitamins. I started taking collagen for the hair. My hair is getting like nicer and fluffier. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I'm making this up and it actually isn't. And then I started taking gummy vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
And the stuff that Veronica crushed up for me, sea moss or something, and that's been really good. And I like feel a little bit better. And in New York, I didn't bring any of that with me. And I stepped off a curb and got a Charlie horse that lasted for 4 days. And Evan was like, I love how I'm saying these people's names, like these people know who these people are, but whatever. Evan, one of my best friends, Evan, was like, I think you got to drink water, Nicole. And then he was helping with something. And then I got a Charlie horse in my finger and I couldn't like move my finger up. And he was like, Nicole, you have to drink more water. Or like something, like, are you taking vitamins? And I was like, they're all in LA. And he was like, have a glass of water. And I was like, okay, I'm not thirsty though. So maybe you're onto something. Maybe we got to treat our insides better.
Yeah. And I definitely take vitamin supplements, but I also think you need to eat your vitamins. Like, I think that's like an important thing too.
I mean, I often, my friend Jackie Johnson, she's got a podcast, Natch Butte, she's very funny. She's a vegan. She's been a vegan for a very long time, and her skin is so beautiful, and she's always glowing, and she always seems like she's got a ton of energy. I mean, maybe she doesn't, but like, maybe we go back to being vegans.
Yeah, that's the thing too. My energy's been so low. I also have been working a lot and getting up super early. Like I mentioned how tired I was, and one of the makeup artists was like, does this seem unusual to you? And I was like, yeah, I've been like super tired and on days when I'm not even working. And she's like, maybe you should get it checked out. And I told my man, I was like, should I get this checked out? And he's like, you've been getting up at like 5 a.m. Like, of course you're tired. And then that night he was like, also, you wear a blanket. You are literally wearing a blanket, a wearable blanket, and laying down immediately and then like turning on the heat. And he's like, of course you're always tired. Mm-hmm. You're in a reclined position most of the time when you're home.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, yeah, maybe I don't need to get it checked out. But yeah, I do think maybe vegetables will help my energy levels. I don't know if I want to go back to being vegan, but
it was tough.
I think just introducing more vegetables in my diet will be helpful.
Okay, I'll do that with you.
Yeah,
I need more vegetables. I've been eating trash lately. Not trash. I've been eating very yummy, delicious dinners, but very few of them have green ingredients.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, and then after you stop working, we could go to the park and stuff.
Yes, we can go to a park.
I just think about that day we were doing handstands.
That was fun.
So fun.
We were doing handstands in someone's backyard on their baby's gymnastics pad. We were like, what's this? Can we get on
it? Can we tumble on it?
They're like, sure, it's for our child, but yeah, you can use it.
And then the adult stayed on the porch where I was like, sick handstand. Here, I'll do an assisted back walkover for you. Wow. Yeah, I think about that day often, and I'm like, spring is coming, spring is spreading, and I didn't spend as much time outside in 2021 that I did in 2020.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think I was happy. I don't want to say I was happier during a fucking global pandemic where people had a very hard time, and I understand the privilege I had where I didn't have to go outside to work. I could work from home. But I looked forward to skate gang days.
Yeah.
It was so much fun to, like, I don't know, play until the sun came down.
I know.
So I think we should do that more in the spring.
Yeah. I mean, we planned on skating today. Do you still want to do that?
Of course I'd still like to do that.
Great.
We shall do that.
We shall do that.
Solved.
We shall skate.
Being an adult is a really interesting thing because I feel like nobody ever really explains to you that you can continue doing things considered childlike.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I feel like I'm like regaining that joy, that freedom. Uh-huh. It's nice.
It is nice. And then also, like, you don't have to dress like an adult all the time. I was wearing these purple overalls that I got from my Kubi. My Ubi? I don't know the company name. I tried. But it's like really cute. I found on Instagram. I found them like a couple years ago because my friend Mono was wearing a little cute thing from it. Or maybe Gilly was. Whatever. I'm just trying to prove that I have other friends besides you. No, I'm kidding.
How dare you? I don't want to hear it. No one else wants to hear it.
I truly was like, why am I saying everyone's name? So I bought, they had these like purple overalls. I showed them to you. You're like, where did you get these Blue's Clues overalls?
Yes.
But I was wearing them in New York and my friend Evan was just like, every time I see you, more and more, you look like Adelia's catalog or like a child. And I was like, yeah, I think I've really just been dressing in a way where I feel joyful.
Yeah.
I was like, sometimes I want to wear overalls. And sometimes I want to look like I stepped out of Clueless. Remember those plaid pants I was wearing with those shoes?
Yes, that was fun.
My Clueless outfit.
Oh, I love it. I mean, you look like Magenta from Blue's Clues right now. You have like pink and purple. Is it velour?
No, it's just a cotton blend.
Nice.
It comes with matching shorts that I wear to bed.
Ooh.
But I put on leggings to go walk Clyde, so I'm wearing some purple leggings. But yeah, I like pink and purple. Mm-hmm. It is kind of childlike, but I was like, I don't know. I look down and I smile. Yeah. Okay, so I used to be like, I wear whatever I want. Da, 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 da. And then I feel like I got older and I was like, well, when do I become a woman? Like, there's a couple of like women that I know that are like women. And we were talking about one the other day where we were like, oh, God, she's such a woman.
June.
Yes, June Diane Raphael. She's on the show. Raphael. Yeah, she's just so elegant and a woman. And like, I don't even know how to articulate it more than that. And I thought about it. I was like, I don't think that's for me. I don't think I'm going to ever be like a woman.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
She wears all white a lot.
All the
and
time.
And I'm scared.
Always in heels. Hair always done. I worked at her. So Paul, her husband was an EP on the show called Party Over Here. And she came to a taping and she like wore this perfume and like a white trench coat that was like flowing behind her and these heels. And I was like, I was like, I'm a goober. I'm trash. I'll never be a woman. And I was like, what is she like? Like 35? I was like literally 27 at the time. And I was like, she's this 35-year-old like woman. I was like, I'll never be that old.
She's and like, it was like captivating.
She is captivating. She's not that much older than me, but I'm like, when do I stop being a child? Gosh, she's so pretty.
You had mentioned that you have matching shorts that you wear to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Do you now have pajama sets? Do you wear pajama sets to sleep?
Wait till I see in a couple years. I can't remember when I sent you that. The time you had a magic set.
Yeah. You're like, I can't wait to see what you do in a couple of years or something like that.
Something insane.
Because I had a magic set.
I was just so impressed. Yeah. So I cleaned out my closet. I gave away, or not gave away, I'm selling clothing and stuff I got for free at this place called the Plus Bus. You can still buy some of my stuff. I'm going to donate whatever I make to, I don't know, maybe the Okra Project, or I don't know. I'm going to find a nice mutual aid place to give the money to. But I like got rid of some, and then like what they don't sell, they donate. But I got rid of like all my old crusty underwear and stuff. Some I threw away because I was like, nobody should have this. Too many holes, too many things. And then I was like, I'm going to buy matching sets to sleep in.
Yeah.
And it feels good.
Yay!
I feel like a put together person as I go to sleep. And I now wear an eye mask to sleep.
Well, well, well.
And I've been sleeping pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah. It feels like a hug on my face.
Mm-hmm. I think it helps because you're not like staring at the ceiling.
Yeah,
or your phone.
Yes, and it like blocks out all the light and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I've been recording my sleep. She's been quiet lately.
Oh,
except for some moans last night.
There was okay.
Yeah. I'm really trying to get my sleep together. Because that's, like, important, too.
That is important.
Yeah, nobody fucking tells you when you're an adult. They're like, okay, sleep is important. You should get it. Eating, figuring out your food, that's good.
It's hard.
It is hard. Heck. But, like, we're doing it.
We're doing it. We're working on it. We're becoming proud better of people.
We are becoming better people. Yes, queen. Yes.
Yes.
Should
we help other people become better?
No, let's help us first. So we're going to spend more time outside. We're going to eat our veggies.
Yes.
What else are we going to do?
Play.
Oh, yeah. We're going to play.
Be playful. Dress however we want.
Dress however we want. Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. I think that's a good list.
It's a great list.
Yeah. It's good. I'm also going to try to write a little bit more because writing is hard for me.
Yeah, definitely. Cook more at home.
Cook more at home, even though that's something that I really don't want.
I really don't want to do that. But
yeah, it's like my oven. What?
I don't want to have to be reliant on other people all the time.
Same. I don't want to be a slave to a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to more fast casual dining.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
And this is a good thing.
Have you ever been to Benihana?
I don't know.
That's it.
I don't think
so. Taking you.
Okay, great.
That's it.
Let's go. That's it. Okay.
That's it.
We're doing it.
I'm taking you. We got to go to Benihana.
Great.
The first time I went to Benihana, I ordered this drink. So this drink was leaving the bar. And I said to the bartender, I said, "Ooh, can I have that?" He said, "I don't know what it is." And I was like, what is that? He said, I don't know. And I was like, okay, can I have it? And he was like, yeah, it's just pre-made stuff. And I just pour the liquor in it. I was like, okay, I don't need to know your frustrations with how your job is. I would just like it. And then I got it. And then we're seated at the table, or it's like a hibachi table where they do tricks and they're nice to you. And I was sipping it and it's like communal. And the guy across from me was like, what are you drinking? And I was like, I don't know. He's like, you're drinking a drink you don't know? And I was like, I don't know. The bartender also didn't know. He was like, all right, I'll go to the bar and I'll get it. And I was like, okay. And then he came back. He's like, it's good. It's really good. And I was like, okay, thank you. And then the server asked him, she said, how was your food? He goes, so good. I came like 12 times.
And, whoa. Okay.
And I think about him so much.
Because I was like, sometimes I'm a lot, but sir, you are the most.
That was the most.
Oh, I wonder where he is. He also ate the rest of all of his friends' food. They'd be like, oh, we're full. And he'd be like, all right, I'll eat it. Don't worry.
I love this man.
He was so funny. So I really want to take you to Benihana.
I can't wait. Should we go after we skate?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Oh boy. I love how we're like, we're going to eat better. And it's like, let's go to hibachi. Lots of rice and butter.
Yeah. But
it'll be good.
Whatever. Yeah, in moderation, it's fine.
Yeah, we're adults.
So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. And, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh, my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, now let's solve world issues.
Okay, great.
This is from a listener who had advice for our friend who wanted their book back from an ex-best friend.
Oh yeah.
Hi, Nicole and Sashir. I'm calling because I had an idea for the person who had called in or emailed in and was trying to figure out how to get her book back from a friend she's not friends with anymore. And I wanted to suggest finding like somebody that they both know, like a mutual friend maybe, who doesn't mind being like a little bit in the middle or whatever, and to tell them to go over to their friend's house and be like looking at her bookshelf and be like, oh, this book looks interesting. Can I borrow it? And then that person just takes the book, and then her friend, her friend doesn't realize that she's actually giving the book back to her, the original owner. Yeah, that's my suggestion. But you have to like find somebody who would do that. But maybe she could. Anyway, I don't know why. I just was like, I have an idea. So there you go. I love you guys so much. I love this podcast. And I hope you guys are doing really good. Bye.
I love it. I love it. Conspire with a mutual friend to steal your book back. Honestly, I think she wins, or our friend here wins.
Okay, get two friends to go over there. And then one's the distraction.
Yes.
It's like, uh-oh, I knocked over a vase. And then the other friend gets the book and hides it in their coat.
Mm-hmm.
And then they both run away. And they're like, ah, something came up. And then they get out of there.
I like how you've made it more exciting, but our friend was like, here's a simple way to do it. Here, I'll one-up you. Have that mutual friend break in.
Oh.
Climb into bed with that friend and go, I need to borrow a book.
Climb into bed? Wait a minute. Now we're crossing some boundaries.
Oh, that's a boundary crossing? You wouldn't like it if I climbed in your bed? Oh, I think you hate it.
I wasn't expecting you.
Yeah. Okay. Fair. Okay. What if I texted you while you were sleeping and you just didn't see the text? Is that a boundary cross?
Still,
I let you
yes.
know. I let
no,
you know.
You, but I was sleeping.
I let you know.
I didn't receive the text.
Yeah, you're right.
Another.
Okay, another. This is an email.
Yeah. Wow. I felt the distress in your voice about how you were going to have to read it. And I'll do it. I will take one for the team. I'll read.
Thank you so
it's
much.
It's tough. I get it. Hey, Nicole and Sashir, I'm a huge fan. Okay, so I'm in high school and I'm the new girl. I moved here last year, but we were virtual and there was a whole bunch of COVID stuff. Anyway, so there's this girl I was friends with, but she's real bitchy and I just realized it. So here's the story. I was at her house with another girl. Cool, whatever. But she was always going into a different room with this girl and doing stuff. What? Oh, I don't know what, but she knows how I feel about being left out, but I didn't think much of it. So we went back to her room and we were hanging out. I fell asleep because I like sleep and they were on their phones. Cool, whatever. I don't care if they have headphones or not. But this girl started screaming, playing screaming sounds on her phone at full volume and played it directly in my ear. I told her to stop. I grabbed her phone and turned it off. This happened two more times. And on the fourth time she did this, I grabbed the phone and said, stop being a spoiled brat. And I turned her phone off. She got pissed and grabbed the other girl and went into a different room. I left the next morning and she was pissed. The next day I apologized because I knew I was wrong for calling her that. And she left me on read. So when we went back to school, I gave her her water bottle back because she left it at my house and... she left it at my house when we were friends, but she didn't want because I touched it. Like, what the fuck? Anyway, sorry for being long. What should I do? P.S. She also told some of my friends what happened and she's being really petty about it.
You remember when we were in high school and this is what you had to worry about?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like the stakes are high, but uh-huh. the actual severity of it, very low.
I mean, I really don't like this girl.
She shouldn't be playing loud screaming noises in your ear when you're sleeping. No. As a person who loves sleep, I find this to be concerning.
It's rude.
It's rude.
Also.
And painful.
And then I don't like how she's reacted to it. So, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't have touched her property. Maybe that was a little... much, but also she crossed a boundary by, like, you said stop, and she kept doing it.
Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know, if you guys, like, get back to being friends, and she does something like that, I think it's okay to be like, what, do you think this is funny? Like, what are you doing? Like, why yeah. are you doing this? It's not funny, and I really don't like it. Like, do you feel good?
I guess this was, like, a sleepover?
Yeah.
I don't know. People play pranks on people at sleepovers. So I think that's probably what she was trying to do. But if someone says stop, you got to stop.
That's why I was like, if you ask her, it's like, do you feel good about yourself? Like, I don't like this. And you keep doing it. Like, what is your, like, do you feel, does this make you feel good? Because then people get like, they're like, oh, what? No, it doesn't make me feel good. Do you know what I mean? When you hold someone a little bit accountable for their actions and ask them if it's making them feel good.
Yeah. But that's like a real bummer move.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. You wake
me the fuck
up. We're all
just trying to have fun and like play.
What are you on the side of this bully? Like this screaming fucking girl?
I don't like the screaming, but I could see, you know, they're kids. So she's like, I don't know, I'm trying to have fun. And then someone's like, how does this make you feel good? Can you analyze your actions? Does this really make you feel good? How do you feel about
it? Right. Right. I guess I'm a bummer.
But not everyone plays the same way. So it's like, this person who wrote in made it clear they don't like playing like that. So the other person should have respected that.
Yeah, I guess I really just don't like this girl being like, I don't want my water bottle back. You touched it. That's grow up. Grow up.
I mean, they're literally in high school.
I know, but fucking just grow up. Act like a woman.
Yeah, act like June. Get a white trench coat and some heels. Walk grow in the hallway.
And be beautiful.
Be beautiful.
Let's see. I guess you could talk to her and be like, hey, I really didn't like the whole screaming thing, but I'd like to continue this friendship. Like, are you mad that I didn't like it?
Yeah, but this person also, like, didn't respond to the apology. Mm. The person who wrote was like, sorry for calling you a brat.
Oh, and then they
left her on red. Just like, maybe this is not your friend.
Yeah.
Maybe you have the answer you need.
Yeah.
This person's being petty. They kind of suck.
Mm-hmm.
Get some new friends.
That's easier said than done.
For sure.
Maybe for you sure. Talk to her in person because she can't leave someone on red in person.
Unless... She did. She tried to give her water bottle back.
Oh, and then she said, ew.
Kimmy Jordan, do you have any thoughts?
I'm very impatient and only give people so many chances. So I truly would just be like, okay, cool. We're not friends anymore. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. And I also would have, if in person, like if someone said, ew, you touched it, I would have like chucked it somewhere or threw it in the trash.
Jordan.
This isn't good.
I love it. Jordan's like, I would destroy her family's life, her life, everybody she loves. I'm coming for them.
But it's hard to say because high school, this is high school drama silliness. Mm-hmm. And being older ladies, I think we look back and it's like, it's so silly. Mm-hmm. To think of these as little dramas, but I'm trying to revert myself as a high schooler. But I truly would be like, okay, I'll find new friends because that was rude and mean and you're not accepting my apology. And I would just move on personally.
Yeah, I think it's tough. But maybe you gotta say la vie to that friendship.
Yeah, say la vie.
Don't know what that means. I think it's goodbye. Jordan, do you speak French? Is this French?
I think it's like
it is.
Oh
French.
Well, right.
This is the life, or this is life.
This is life.
Such
this is life.
Life. The feeling is such is life.
Yes, such is.
Or
life.
This is life.
This friendship, such is life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Je m'appelle Mustard. Yeah, I think
you just said my name is Mustard.
C'est la vie, je m'appelle Mustard, no Mustard. Parlez-vous, no Mustard. This was tough. It is really hard to like give advice to someone in high school, specifically because no one's a grown-up.
I know. And your perspective is just off.
Yeah.
you don't have any, like, you haven't lived enough to know like what's really valuable yet.
My comparable thing is like I go to work and I have someone, like, a problem with someone at work, but then it's like I leave work and I have other friends, where it's like your school friends are kind of your, like, that's it.
Yeah,
unless you're friends with people from other schools, and I'm like, how did that happen? Whenever people were friends with people from other schools, I was like, how?
I know.
From, like, the next town to, over? What?
Like, other proms? I'm like, how do you know people?
Yeah, how are you going to somebody else's prom? And then when there was like a freshman going to the senior prom, I was like, how'd you get that? How'd you snag that older person?
I don't get it.
It's crazy. Oh, God. Were we losers?
I for sure was a loser.
I don't think you were. Don't say that about yourself. You were a winner in my eyes.
I was known because I did every single activity that was available, but I wasn't cool. I wouldn't say I was cool.
I don't think I was cool. I think I was like funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't cool because my mother was holding me back. She would be like, she'd be like, no, you can't go to that party. No, you can't go out late. And I was like, bitch, you are cock blocking the coolness. I could have been a cool fat and you're not letting me. I could have been a cool fucking fat.
Your life could have been so different.
It could have been so different. Imagine me, a cool.
A cool. One of the cools.
One of the cools at the parties with the cools. If you went to high school with me, please let me know if I was cool or not.
Oh, I can't wait. I really hope people write in.
I wonder if anyone I went to high school with listens.
Probably.
All right. Well, if I was cool in high school, or if you knew me in high school or middle school, let's do elementary school too. You can email us at Nicole and Sashir. I almost just said Sashir and Nicole, but that's not right. Nicole and Sashir at gmail.com. There's a number if you want to text yes or no. Nicole was cool. 424-645-7003.
I'll also put that out there, but I am really scared to hear what people say.
Yes. If you went to high school with Sashir, I need to know if she was cool. Yeah.
Like, or just what I was like.
What she was like. Oh, my God. I can't wait. If you are one of our teachers and you listen to this podcast,
God,
please let me know. Well, actually, I don't want to know from teachers because teachers are liars. On Twitter, someone was like, oh, my God, my grandmother was your kindergarten teacher and she raves about you. And I was like, that woman hated me. And I know she hated me because she was mean to me. Anywho. Yeah.
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
We also need you. We need you to rate. We need you to review. We need to know if we were cool. We need you to subscribe. That's the easiest way to support this show.
We need you.
We need you.
Okay.
All right. Till next time when we find out whether or not we were cool in school. Peace out, dude.
See you on the flip.
Yeah. Da 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 ba.
Hey, it's Jason Mantzoukas wishing Scott and everybody else of all stars and stripes a happy 15th anniversary, Comedy Bang Bang. You goddamn did it. Eat shit. Hang on, man. Comedy Bang Bang.